Let me refresh your memory.
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And let me say two things, Tom, this morning. I think that there are two lessons that we should learn this week. One is that when you look at the results of the Super Tuesday primary state, you cannot take black votes for granted. You've got to come early and often and address our issue. I think Senator Bernie Sanders has done a good job in changing the conversation. I think he's raised issues that needed to be raised. He came to black radio and black churches and black organizations late, and that is why in every primary, he's had a challenge where he can win in white states and win votes, but he's not been able to penetrate the black community. So I think you need to have not only the right message, but the right strategy. And I think that Mrs. Clinton has been able to combine that, and that is what led to her victory last night. The problem is going to be with the momentum on the right-wing side with Donald Trump playing the race card all the way through. She has got to work hard to bring that turnout, because you've got to keep people turned on to turn them out, because Donald Trump is turning out the right. The other side of that is the power of black radio and black social media was shown with our whole tune out of the Oscars. The Oscars had the lowest ratings they've had in 8 years, with 6 points lower than they were last year. So with all the hoopla of people saying that people like me were crazy, they went down because black people decided we could just turn the dial. Two lessons this week, and don't take us for granted, because we don't take ourselves for granted.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah. They want to say, well, the Oscars was going down anyway. No, we had something to do with that. I'd like to take a bow, Reverend Al, for that boycott. Take a bow.
Take a bow.